Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
WS Braves! Crashing into me! G stands for green! And the Americans! X marks the spot! And the dial to me! Creating a new connection, WGXC!
Help WGXC vibrate on and keep essential radio on your 90.7 FM frequency. And at WGXC.org, wavefarm.org/listen, there's many ways to tune in. You can use the TuneIn app. You can tune in on your phone, your computer, your tablet, or your transistor radio. Please consider making a sustaining support pledge. $5 monthly pledge, just 17 cents a day, will keep the radio vibrating on at 90.7 FM, keeping community voices on the air. Make a pledge today at wgxc.org/donate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk, Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shannon Greer Photography in Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said.
Now repeat.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC on 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill Hudson, as the instrumental version of the Howling 2 theme shifts us into some artificial scariness for once this year. I'm Corey McCaslin, and before we get into Geek Speak, a reminder, it's the last day of our Central Radio Pledge Drive, and at last report, we're halfway to our goal of getting 30 new sustaining donors. Of course, this year, more than any before, it's understandable how hard it may be to contribute, be it once or ongoing, but if you can, please do. As avenues of communication and culture such as WGXC are more important than ever, any contribution that can be afforded can be directed to WGXC.org/donate or called in at 518-697-7400. Once again, that's WGXC.org/donate, 518-697-7400. Following up on HBO Max's Doc Class Action Park, which I definitely recommend, Variety broke that Hulu is developing a series going further into the history of the infamous New Jersey amusement park. Modern Family producer Jason Weiner will exec produce a half-hour comedy based on the book Action Park, Fast Times, Wild Rides, and the Untold Story of America's Most Dangerous Amusement Park by Jake Rosen, Andy Mulvihill, son of park founder Gene, and whose POV the show will follow. That new unexpected Borat sequel will be out by the end of this month, as Amazon Prime has picked up the worldwide rights. Also out sometime this month will be The Gorilla's Almanac, inspired by British hardback annuals and featuring new comic strips, puzzles, and games based around the animated band and their collaborators. The Funeral March for Cinemas picked up the tempo when almost immediately after No Time to Die's release was pushed to next year. Cineworld announced all of its Regal cinema locations in the US and UK would shutter as of the 8th, with any reopening not expected until next year. Speaking of dead services walking, kinda harebrained from the start, then came 2020's short-form streaming service Quibi has been trying to find a buyer to no luck. Facebook, WarnerMedia, and now Apple, who themselves are struggling with a floundering platform, all said a polite no. Rising from the dead, however, and quite appropriately given where it takes its name from, is Castle Rock, the Rob Reiner co-created production company behind many late 80s, 90s movies and TV shows, was absorbed into Warner Brothers in 2002 following a string of failures. Deadline reports it's being revived as part of a production deal Reiner has made with Warners. The King of Sansa's next step is another go at Firestarter. Collider reporting Zac Efron has joined the Blumhouse production, taking on the role of the father to the titular pyro-powered girl originally played by David Keefe. The father, that is. While promoting Hulu's adaptation of Books of Blood, Clive Barker told Coming Soon he's getting another chance to take audiences to Midian. Trick or Treat director Michael Dougherty will helm a series readaptation of Nightbreed, based more off the original novel Cabal, with Barker writing the series Bible. Our first set begins with an example of how Bobby Boris Pickett never stopped chasing that Monster Mash dragon. In 1967, he and Sheldon Allman turned the song into a stage musical, I'm Sorry, the Bridge is Out, You'll Have to Stay the Night, which was adapted almost 30 years later to the 1995 movie, Monster Mash, the movie, directed by Joel Bill Murray, you can't really thought he was that, Cohen, and starring Candace Cameron Bure, Mink Stole, and Jimmy Walker. Both are up for free on YouTube, and here's the theme from the movie version.
I'm sorry, the bridge is out. You'll have to spend the night.
I'm sorry, the bridge is out. You'll have to spend the night. No ferry, no other route. No planes, no trains, no flights. You're welcome to stay here as long as you please, and we'll find a way to put your mind at ease.
Sorry, the bridge is out. It's too late to take flight. Oh, Mary, I've dreamed about someone like you each night. I told you to escape while you could. I only wish that somehow you would. If I knew you were coming, I would have looked good. I'm so glad you'll spend the night.
The bridge is out, my dear, are you all right? So pretty and so devout, stay here and have a bite. Excuse me, miss, I don't mean to pry. Could it be he's not much of a guy?
Why hurry, the bridge is out, and struggle as you might. Our plans for you will soon be revealed. But tender bite, and you'll have to yield. Relax. Enjoy it, your fate has been sealed, but you'll have to spend the night.
Spend the night, you'll have to spend the night.
On a night like this, why don't you two do something new? On a night like this, something exciting and taboo.
Okay, we'll stay.
No way, let's go.
Stay.
Go.
Stay.
Go. check her out. She's really quite a sight.
I can't, Mom. The full moon is really too close. See if the doctor will double my dose.
Oh, Wolfie, hush up.
But I'll metamorphose into something else tonight.
So sorry, the bridge is out. You're traveling tonight. Hear that scream, it's Halloween. You two should just sit tight. When morning comes, you can be on your way. We're sure you'll survive this unpleasant delay. Then again, maybe not. Maybe all we can say is you'll have to spend what you must pretend. What you have to spend.
Thank you.
You just heard Ghosties, There's a Ghost in My House, followed by Bobby Boris Pickett's I'm Sorry, The Bridge is Out, You'll Have to Stay the Night. Cue those live-action Spider-Verse clickbait pieces. The Tom Holland Spider-Man will get a more magical mentor in his next installment, as Heat Vision reports Benedict Cumberbatch will show up as Doctor Strange and hopefully advise against taking any deals with the devil to solve his problems. The more shocking return, however, is Jamie Foxx getting a second shot at the role of Electro, clarifying himself a few days later this is obviously not the version he betrayed in the installment that forced Sony to ask Marvel to show them how it's done. Sam the Man's long game that began with that cinema-changing post-credit scene has hit checkmate, Variety reporting that Disney Plus is developing a Nick Fury series with Sam Jackson back and Mr. Robot writer-slash-producer Kyle Bradstreet showrunning. Kamala Khan has a live-action face now, newcomer Iman Vellani cast to lead the Disney Plus Ms. Marvel series. DC and HBO Max are plunging ahead on catching up with Disney Plus's superhero plans. First up are the showrunner and main writer team for Greg Berlanti's Green Lantern series, Lego Batman slash Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter writer Seth Graham Smith in the former role, and 2011 Lantern film writer slash Arrow co-creator Mark Guggenheim in the latter. They also revealed the main ringslingers will be the original Lantern Alan Scott, who as per the Earth 2 comic reboot will be gay, fan favorite Guy Gardner, and newer book recruits Latinx Jessica Cruz and American Muslim Simon Boz. J.J. Abrams' Justice League Dark will also get some streaming tie-ins, and though details are scarce for now, these will probably start with Constantine and Zatanna. Most promising, though, is the surprise announcement that John Cena will continue on in the role of Suicide Squad's Peacemaker for an 8-episode series entirely written by James Gunn. Outside the DC Marvel bubble, The Boys is expanding. Variety announcing an untitled spinoff is in development that will focus on Vought International's College for Future Superheroes, showrunner Eric Kripke saying it's loosely inspired by the original comics X-Men parody The G-Men. Warners isn't just focusing on their own staple of heroes and are looking to inject some more relevancy into the genre. Deadline reporting that along with Studio 8, they've begun development on Kwanza Asajefuels and Tim Smith III's indie comic Black. The story follows a young black man who, after a violent event, develops superpowers and learns that only black people share these gifts in this world and are being targeted by a secret consortium out to control and use them. Next set is a doubler of songs called Halloween, starting with Susie and the Banshees.
I'm
Back to Forgotten Geek on WGXC. That Halloween 2 first started with Susie and the Banshees, followed by one of my favorite forgotten goth bands, the Vengeful Widows. We're not only almost halfway through the show, but on the last day of the Essential Radio Pledge Drive. Our sympathy and understanding goes out to those who can't contribute during these lean and uncertain times, but we're halfway to our goal of getting 30 new sustaining donors to provide a more stable ground for WGXC. Be it sustaining or one time, any contribution is appreciated and can be made through WGXC.org/donate or 518-697-7400. Once again, WGXC.org/donate, 518-697-7400. Well, at least it's not Justice League babies like in Teen Titans Go, was the common response to this news, as Warner Brothers Animation has begun work on the preschool-targeted Batwheels for Cartoon Network and HBO Max. It'll focus on a team of anthropomorphized Bat family vehicles led by BAM, aka the Batmobile. Nickelodeon's Star Trek Prodigy will get the chance to show what a non-Burman metal female character can do like its live-action older siblings, as the show producers and Kate Mulgrew announced a lateral return as Captain Catherine Janeway in the show. As many expected, Pixar's Soul will go to Disney Plus, but unlike Mulan, the Christmas Day release will come at no extra cost to subscribers. Oh, streamers so horny, apparently, because months after the creators of Last Airbender left Netflix's live-action version in protest in part because they're aging up the characters to inject some sex into it, the OneRing.net got a hold of a casting call requiring actors for the Amazon Lord of the Rings show who are willing to work nude and mentioning they'll have an intimacy coordinator on set. Amazon hasn't commented yet, but in The Land Beyond, John, let's add a sex scene between Frodo and Galadriel, Foreman is smiling. Switching gears to dramatization of real-life history, The Wrap reports that fresh off her Emmy win, Zendaya will portray the legendary Ronnie Spector in A24 and New Regency's adaptation of Vince Waldron's biography, Be My Baby. Chronicling her time from leading the Ronettes through her marriage to the infamous Phil Spector and their divorce in which she fought to get back control of her music. Netflix has announced a December 4th premiere date for Selena, the series. Christian Serratos taking over from J-Lo in the role of Tejano music legend Selena Quintanilla. Live Feed reports that the Tammy Wynette, George Jones biopic George and Tammy has been rescued from the ashes of Fox Searchlight, now taking form as a miniseries for Paramount Plus, with Jessica Chastain signed on, though whether co-producer Josh Brolin will still portray Jones remains to be seen. After proving women superheroes can be mega hits, Patty Jenkins and Gal Gadot are going to prove you can get a movie out of Cleopatra that won't nearly sink a studio and become synonymous with Hollywood hubris. Variety broke that Paramount has won a bidding war for the Amazonian duo's historical drama. It's slinky, and it fits this block of news. No, those headlines you might have seen are not for some Lego movie cash-in. Rather, Tamara Davis will direct a film of that title telling the story of how Betty James, widow of toy creator Richard, took over the failing business and turned it into a must-have toy while raising six kids. Now we'll head into our penultimate set on WGXC's Forgotten Geek with Dennis Michael Tooney's theme for Night of the Demons. We'll be right back.
born to die, we were born to die, we were born to die on VHS.
Kicking back as I do like dives, having drinks and telling lies. Feel a chill with the Reaper's touch, the night is young but you not so much. You've always been a beautiful mess, and let's get high and get undressed. And you and I, we were born to die, born to die on VHS. Do you need a doctor or an exorcist? Are you possessed by the devil? We were born to die, we were born to die, we were born to die on VHS. We were born to die, we were born to die, we were born to die on VHS. We were born to die, we were born to die, we were born to die on VHS. We were born to die, we were born to die, we were born to die on VHS. It's true that we got to suffer. I guess it's the best we have to offer. Don't worry, it's never the end. Hit the rewind and play it again. You think you're so deep? You're just full of ish. You vacuous, narcissistic, selfish prick.
previous set began with the Night of the Demons theme by Dennis Michael Tenney, followed by Lesbian Bed Death's Born to Die on VHS, and ended with Joan Jett's cover of Science Fiction and Double Feature. Today's last set is a creepypasta sandwich, the first slice of bread taking the form of Goblin's Witch from Suspiria.
Did you know that you can actually never forget a face? Every single face you've seen during your life gets stored into your memories and gets used up later. For example, in dreams, your brain can't just make up a face. Every single face you've seen in your dream, you've seen somewhere else once in your life. And those strange nightmares you've had, of those terrible demon-like creatures, you've seen them around too. You just can't remember. You don't want to remember.
Vacuum.
Today's final set began with Witch by Goblin, then Nice Pasta's reading of You Can Never Forget a Face led into The Church's It Could Be Anyone. One last reminder that this is the last day of our Essential Radio Pledge Drive. If you can afford to get that sustaining donor count up, it'd be much appreciated, but understandable if you can't. Just go to wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400. Once again, wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 Tuesdays, and we'll go out with John Carpenter's Obsidian.